I'm Rachel Otwell. This month marks a year since the Me Too movement went viral, and we're hearing from women in Illinois about what has changed so far and what they say is still ahead. Today, a conversation with State Senator Melinda Bush, a Democrat from the Chicago area. She's worked on a host of efforts over the past year to address harassment within political campaigns and the legislature, including a measure signed into law that's meant to change the way the legislature holds its members accountable when sexual harassment claims surface. So in August, you were one of many who called on former Representative Nick Saur to resign. He was a Republican from Lake Barrington, and he did resign. This was after an ex-girlfriend accused him of releasing nude photos. And in this case, she did file a complaint with the Legislative Inspector General. I'm wondering, you know, we hear a lot from those who talk about the need for due process here. I'm wondering about how to balance the call to believe survivors with due process for those who face allegations, and if this case at all is related to kind of how to go about that. Just curious your take there.
Yes, I think due process is really important. But I also think that when you are an elected official, you were really held to higher standards. So I called for him to step down. His party immediately called for him to step down. I believe there was enough there that that was merited. I do believe in what I said and will say again. If he is found guilty, I hope that he serves time in jail or pays his debt to society. I said that then, and I'll repeat it again now. But I think that as elected officials, we are held to a higher standard. When there are accusations that appear to be credible, I think parties are right to call on their representatives to step down. We've seen it on both sides of the aisle. We've seen it happen really quickly in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party over this last year. I've got to tell you, that wasn't happening before Me Too. So I do understand the need to make sure there's a due process. But until that due process takes place, I believe these people should be stepping down.
And so part of what's changed over the past year has to do with the Legislative Inspector General. We know that claims were stacking up as that position went unfilled for some 2 years or so. And you had a measure that was signed into law to overhaul the process that the Legislative Inspector General goes through. Tell us about some of those changes.
Yeah, so we have a task force that is still working. We are not done task force looking at sexual harassment, frankly, and how we do a better job under the dome. We were able to pass House Bill 138 on the last day of session, which means there was a lot of work still being done to get to agreements where we could move it forward. But it allows the Inspector General to investigate claims independently. They don't have to get approval from the Legislative Ethics Commission any longer, which is really important. We want that office to be independent. It also allows or requires that the commission appoints an acting Inspector General within 45 days of, you know, any time that there would be a future situation. So it's now law that that position can't be open for any longer than 45 days. Creates a search committee that has former judges and prosecutors who will search for and recommend that Inspector General to the Ethics Commission. You know, it allows for independence, which we believe is so important. And it also allows the Inspector General for the Secretary of State through the Attorney General to file complaints with the Executive Ethics Commission regarding lobbyists and sexual harassment. Oh, and also extends the statute of limitations for filing a discrimination or sexual harassment claim from 180 days to 300 days. So those are some of the big pieces. But frankly, we wanted that independence for the Inspector General so that if a complaint came forward, the foxes weren't guarding the hen house.
And so you've been a driving force behind some of the changes in the past year. Do you feel like it's been enough? Do you feel like there have been other substantive changes so far?
Yeah, I think that women are going to stand steadfast in making sure that our voices are heard and that women are an equal part of our representation. I believe real change culturally will take place when we have more women there. It just makes sense. We're 51% of the population. We should be represented as such in our representation. But I think you can take a look at how political parties and employers are dealing with serious accusations. They're moving swiftly and they are taking action. It's time women are believed. You know, I was watching a show the other night, and Lady Gaga was on, and I thought that what she described for anyone who has been a victim of sexual assault would know is true. She explained it as, look, you compartmentalize things, and if that happens to you, it's like you pack it in a box and you put it away on a shelf in your brain, and you try not to think about it, you don't talk about it, you move on, and through your life there are triggers that will bring that box back out and force you to unpack it. Women are going to, going forward, we're not gonna let that box stay packed anymore. And I do believe that I've seen that change, that women are coming forward, and we're just going to keep moving until women's voices are believed. And I do think we've seen a change.